The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Friday, Tiri Amashta, Chof Gimel of Tavshin Ein, Tavshin Pei, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
You ready? Yeah?
Okay, good morning. I mention every year that Parshas Re'eh Le'olam is always read either Shabbos Mevorachim or Rosh Chodesh El. And therefore, the Tfilat Adik says Re'eh is Nutrikun, Aleph is El, Reish Hei is Rosh Hashanah, El Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria, Ktiva V'Ktima Toiva, which is also B'Gimatria, V'Dorish Hashem, Le'yachter Chol Toiv, Yodua. And if you make a Chejman, a Pashat Chejman, from, says the Armoli from the Kosana, if you make a Chejman from Rosh Chodesh El until 5 hours into Shana Rabba, which is the Gemara, right from Chatos, which is the Gemara Ktima Toiva, to the whole Yom Neroim, we have 50 days, and 24 times 50 is 1,200, plus the 5 hours is 1,205, which is the Trikun, Aleph, Elef, 1,000, and Reish Hei, which is Rosh Tevis, which is Rosh Tevis Re'eh. And therefore it's brought in Tzvarim, Re'eh, Anoichi, Noichi, Nodecha, Mayayim, is Gimatria, Tiku, Bachoy, the Shofar. It's the month, every day we blow Shofar to wake us up, and as Imre Noyim says, there are 29 days in Chodesh Elul, and if I'm not mistaken, in Chodesh El, there is 24 hours in every day. Kim Domani? Yeah? 24 times 29 is 696, which is Gimatria, either Hamelech Yaneinu B'Yom Kareinu, or Tzoris, depending on what you do with it, right? And therefore we blow Shofar, and Shofar is the Indian, Min HaMeitzar Karasika, from the Tzar. On one side is Pistar, and the other side is the Merchav, Haneinu B'Merchavka, and therefore Bayidin is Chal Ala Brachis, Hamelech Haneinu V'Yom Kareinu, which is why also 696 is Gimatria Atik Yoimin, which is the source of all Gevaldige Brachis, and the Eberstein sends all the Taurus to the Sein Yisrael, right? And therefore, Tzad Re'eh, Anoichi, Noyusin of Deicham Hayoim, Hayoim refers to the Shabbosis, starting from Shabbos Mevorchim, and later the Shabbosis of, which is the Iker of Chodesh El, Dafka the Shabbosis, Shabbos Deicham. And that is the idea that one is able to Mashpia Brachis on Chal Yisrael. And therefore, since Re'eh is always connected to Chodesh El in spiritually, you find the Hadgosha underlined in this Parsha a lot about Hamokri Mashiach Yivchan Hashem Aligecha. Kedusha is based on Migdash, very central to the Parsha. Why is that? Because the Eibishter created the world with Chinach Oshin, Oilim Shana Nefesh. And therefore, just like by Yisiris HaVlad, it takes 40 days from conception that the baby should be formed, which is why Chazal say that after 40 days you could pray Yirotzen, that it should be a Ben Zachar, Mikan Ve'elech, if they feel a Shav. Al Derech said the 40 days from Elul till Yom HaKippurim, you could still be Mispal. That's the Iker time in life to be Mispal. So, just like whatever you have, this Oilam Shonu Nefesh, in terms of soul, person, character, you have also in time, which is Elul, in Yisiris HaVlad. Aldera said the Beis Hamikdash is the source, the Reishis, the Hilod of the world, as the Gemara said in Yuma, in the Beis Hamikdash was built over the Evin Ashisiyah, Shemisham Hushzos Kol Ha'olam, it's the source of all geography in the world. And therefore, the Menayim famous tells me, I say this every year, that Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria Beis Hamikdash. What the Beis Hamikdash is in Mokim, Rosh Hashanah is in the Chinas Man. Asher Alkein is put in Tzvonim HaKadoshim, that just like on the Gimel Regolim, there's the mitzvah of Aliyah, I'm going to do this fast, I've said it 100 times, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you go, Lirois V'Lirois in the Beis HaMikdash, Masha'en Kein Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, no mitzvah Aliyah, on Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdash, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Beis HaMikdash comes to us, is this fashion, wherever Klal Yisrael is, in all of Tzvutus Yisrael. And that's why the Minig Yisrael is, that Yom Kippur is the only day of the year we actually bow down, because we only really bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalom Nala Veneiroh Vinishtacha Velufonecha. Masha Enkin Yom HaKadosh, the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is Shoya all over the world, which is why the meaning in most Hilus Kedushas B'Yisrael, the Chazan, as he starts Chazan in Zof, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where does he start from? Hamelech. Not everywhere. But where does he say Hamelech? He doesn't go to the Omud and therefore start. Wherever he happens to be in the Beis Medrash, he says Hamelech, to show you that the Pidachin of the Malchus Hashem, which is Shoya in the Beis HaMikdash, spreads out everywhere in the world. So says the Mashgiach. In other words, as the Vina Rav puts it very beautifully, I'm saying this to Kitzchak, I want to say it to Columbus today. Elul is like at the beginning of Elul, you're crossing a border. You're going from Eretz HaAmim, which is Avira Tomei, Gush Tomei, and you're entering in Eretz Yisrael. And you make your way from the port, right? You're going to Yerushalayim. And in the course, you go into the Harab Yerushalayim, and you come to the Harabayis, and you come to the Azora, to the Heichel, until the Yom HaKadosh, spiritually, you go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So it's a process of being Oila. And therefore, what do we say? Which Kapitul Tilim do we add? And meaning in Reis Tutsi Yisrael in the month of Elul, Udover Hashem Oiri. And there it says, Achas She'alti Meis Hashem Oisa Vakesh, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei, that the Kedushas or Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, Lachis B'Noyam Hashem, Ulevaker Beicholi. And therefore, by the Beis HaMikdash, it says in this week's Parsha, L'shichni Sidr Shuvot Hashem, is the Haraya, the Apostle says, Tien He, Doirish Ein Lo Michal Deboi Drisho. You have to be Doirish L'tien. So therefore, the whole Avoid of Chodesh Elul, Yom Neroyim, is to find our way into the Beis HaMikdash, and we take the Rashpoh from us, Kol Yimei Chayei, for the rest of the year. And I said before, therefore, Ksiva Ksiva Teva El Rosh Hashanah is Gimachia V'Dor Shehashem L'Yachter Chutim. And therefore, says the Mashgiach, Rosh Hashanah, which is Gimachia Beis HaMikdash, is also, what's in Avodas Hashem, is Gimachia Tishenim V'Rananim Yishiv. That a person should live to serve the Eibishter with a frishkeit, with a newness, with innovation, with creativity, with a chayis, with a passion. The emissary that says in Yalkut Ruveni brings the medrash that when the time of the Dor HaMabul, when there was a gefelach hashchosa in the world, and even the malachim, the nefilim, it doesn't possible. The pasuk says that vayar ben elikimes ben yisa odom ki toivis heino. So these malachim went down to earth and they saw a besula and they saw they wanted to be mispateha l'dvar avera. So for Esnan, she asked for their wings. The wing, angels have wings. So they gave her the wings. She took the wings and she went before the Kisei HaKovid. And she said, Eibishter, these malachim are trying to be mispatimi l'dvar avera. And they have a gevaldige koyach pitui, right? Help me! So the Eibishter took this besula and he made her mazel el besula. This was chap from evil. Just like I said many, many times, that the MS, it says in Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Yisro, that there were 3 months given over to Esav, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, and Yankov Avinu, when he battled with the Samach Mem, he slept back Elul, it's chap, the chap from Kedusha. And therefore, when Yankov meets Esav after all those years in Beit Lovan, and Esav tells him, the pasuk says, Nisa v'nelcha v'elcha kinegdecha, says Rashi, b'shavel, I think it's every year. Equal. 3 and 3. You'll have nisin ear and tivin alav, tamuz of an el, v'chein in the chodshei achayir. So what did Yankov Avinu tell, in other words, you chap b'tachfulas, l'muchama, give me back 50-50. So Yankov Avinu answered, v'yoyim elav adoyin yiteya, ke'elodim rakim, right? If Yidin are going to wake up Echad B'Tishrei in Yom Kippur, hello, time to do we won't be able to exist. Therefore, you go first. Vani esnal liiti leregel, which is brought in Ktei Amate and Matei Ephraim, is Rosh Tevis Elul. We have to keep the month of Elul. That's the month we chap back from Esav Arasha, which Esav is the Indian. He times he's the Bechor. The Chayr is first, Rananus, Frischkeit. And we say, no, it belongs to where the Bechor Amiti. And that is the inyan of Mazel El Besula. Like the Manaski Mina of Yisrael Hashem. Of this Pasuk says, and we read it in El, God in Pasuk. He says, Ki yikach isha chadosha. Has to be a new wife of Besula, right? With Rananus. In other words, the Chodesh El is the end of the year. And at the end of anything, you had already 11 months and it was a very difficult year. So you become fakrochin and you're tired and you're despondent and you're depressed and you have people with corona and all that. Financially, people are in sorrows, right? So we say in davening, says the Holy Chas Emes, al tashvichenu le'ezikna. We shouldn't become old. We shouldn't become fanglivit, you know. We say in davening, hashivenu Hashem elecha v'neshuva, which have its with the frishkeit of youth, the rananus, and that yikach isha chadosha, which refers to mazel elul the sula. Then noki yil lebeisu shanah begans year, you're able to be noki lebeisu, and that's why the mashgiach says. I say this every year. And Rosh Hashanah, we say mimamakim shiramaylus mimamakim krosiyach Hashem. What's mimamakim? But the Gemara says. In Sanhedrin, there are Gimel mitzvahs and Tavu Yisrael b'chnisos of the Oris. Three mitzvahs will enter the Promised Land, which is Tavoida of El Rosh Hashanah. They're going into Eretz Yisrael. First of all, first mitzvah was Limnos Lehem Melech, appoint the king. Ulachar Zarei Shel Amolek, Vilivnos Lehem Beis Habachir, in that order. And therefore, says the Mashgiach, that the order of the Parshias we read in Chodesh El. First comes Parshas Shoftim. We have the mitzvah of Mini Melech. And then we have in Parshas Kiseite, you go into war against your enemies, which ends off with the mitzvah of Mechias Amolek. And then you have Parshas Kisove, which is Bikurim, Frischkeit against Chatshus, Rananus, to bring to the base Hamigdosh. And then after we have these three mitzvahs, and the Eibishter has his mitzvah, the fourth mitzvah, which is Kibbutz Yisrael Menami. And that's up Mimamakim, Mem, Mem, Ayin, Kuf, Yud, Mem, which stands for Melech, Mechias Amolek, right? No? Mikdosh, and then Kibbutz Yisrael Me'am, right? That's the order of Mimamak. And therefore, that's the idea. Rosh Hashanah was the day of Priyas Adam. Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. And that's the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash in Zman, right? And Beis Hamikdash in Mokim also was an Indian. Rosh Hashanah, Gimatria Beis Hamikdash is the Sheinim Ranan, Gimatria Sheinim Rananim you of Frischkeit. And therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, there was no oldness. So we had a Lechem Aponim, which represents the Mayim Aponim Leponim. It was Cham, the Yom Yilokhoi. It was Frisch, it was just like it came out of the oven. And therefore, when Yankiv Avinu came, what? And Vayishka Bamoki Mahu in the Beis Hamikdash, it says Vayiket Yankim Mishnosei Ve'im Ochin Yesh Hashem Amokim Azeh Vanoichi Lo Yadati, says Rashi, Il Yadati Lo Yashanti. Had I known, I wouldn't have slept in Amokim Kodesh. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash is Beis Chayeinu, place of life. And the Gemara says in Brachas that Shina is Echad Nisamach of Niso, right? So in the Beis Hamikdash, there's no place to sleep. The Mishnah says in Midas that when they would catch someone sleeping on the job in the Beis Hamikdash, they would take the fire and they would burn Ksusay. Why? Because death came in the world also Rosh Hashanah, because of the chait of Adam Arishin. And Adam Arishin, Kaidam Achet, was Arum in Vilayas Peshashu. Therefore, to show that because of chet, you're bringing this 1/60th of death in the Mokim HaMikdash, and Beis Chayenu, they would duck, burn his clothes. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah also, Yushalmi famously tells us, Mandadomi, Breshait, the Domi Limazli. The Minig Yisrael is not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is applied time of chayus for the whole year. And therefore, who represents in nefesh Beis Hamikdash? Hello, earth, wakey wakey. Now to sleep. David HaMelech. The bracha, Tzemach David. In the bracha of Yisrael Ilcha, we also mentioned David HaMelech. He said David. Because David is in nefesh. What the Beis Hamikdash is in Mokim. David HaMelech also never slept a proper sleep. This week with the Yartzeit, the Belzeruv. You know, he never slept more than 18 minutes. The Gabbai always wake him. And when a new Gabbai came and he wanted to have Rachman, don't have Rachman, it's Zelt, Oilim is telling them. You know what I mean? Hello? a person is the chinas beis amigdash shloch, and therefore that's why in the seder parshis first comes kiseite with bechias amori, and then comes bikurim again rananus teinu shebichra frishkai beis amigdash, right? Because Amalek is Asher, Chor, Chabadera, just like his Zayda, Esau, his wife, he claims Bechoyra, right? Yeah? And therefore, who does he attack? The Shevet Dov, the guys at the end of the Machta, the Schleppers, the guys who are Hashlofen, right? And therefore, at the end of the whole, of the whole, of, at, and therefore, Rosh Hashanah, Vayipach, Ba'apov, Nishmas Chayim, we, that's why, where do we have the shofar? The blowing of the shofar? Could the yip, since Rosh Hashanah is vayipach va'apov nishmas chayim, we have the mitzvah of shofar from the same breath, spiritually, of the vayipach va'apov, and therefore, the Rambam tells us, what is the soid of shofar? The uru yushayna mishinafchem, v'tardema mikitsu v'tardema. Okay. After, what I said is 100% true, because I haven't said an independent word, everything is in Sforam HaKadosh. Right? So the whole idea of Chodesh Elul, starting from this week, is to Mekasher Lemokim Meshiyifkar Hashem Likach. What is this connected to Avodah? So to understand this, let me be Makdim in pushing this week's parsha, a Pliya Tzuma. The Hector. Everyone knows that in this week's parsha, there's a pasuk. You can't bring up your Karbonos wherever you want. You have to bring it up where? You have to bring it up. Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Says Rashi. Right? Why does he? What do you mean? Asher tira b'chomokim asher tira. You cannot bring it up wherever you. Right? Asher yalla belich. Avlat makiv al pinovi. But if a novi commands you, you're allowed to bring it up. Kigoyin Eliyo b'harakam. When Elio had the showdown with the 450 Nevi HaBaal, right? Here he was allowed to have to bring up a korban on Har HaKarmel, which last time I looked at a map, Har HaKarmel is somewhere near Haifa, ain't near New Jerusalem. So that's Ashatira. You can't make up your own location, right? But if Alpi Novi, it's Mut. Okay, fine. Now there's two glorious, what we call kloskashes, $64,000 obvious glaring questions, which are right. Let me just first remark them. A more zaitige kashya. In the Sefer Ner Aaron, from Aaron of Tvari, one of the great Gedolei Litta before the war, he asked a question. Kumtuit Chazal say, we'll talk about it in a moment, there's a special heter that al pinovi, you're allowed to bring up a korban, what we call shchutechut, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, outside of the Mokem Mashiach or Hashem Likach, which is also referring to the Parsha, but a special heter al pinovi. Yeah, fine. So he asked the kasha, a mekachtach in this kasha, right? In other words, we need a special hetter to be matter in Isser. What is the Isser involved? In Elio, I know if you bring up a carbon, let's work it out. Hello. Why is this shkutichut? There's a mefurish in Mishnah, in Zochim, in Menachos, Tavkuftes, Hare alai oilo. The person says, I will bring up an oilo. She'ekreven of the Beis Chonyo. I will bring it up in Beis Chonyo in Mitzrayim, which is an illegal, illicit, competition to the Beis Hamikdash. Reb Shimon says it's not an oilo, right? Why? Because he wasn't misnadzim kederach hamisnadzim. What's the problem? Because there's no din of oilo of a mincha in Alishvadyarn in Timbuktu. Even the Chachamim who disagree, the Chazal explained. I'm not going through the whole sugya now, right? Why is that, right? Because the person, the chum hold, once you said, Hare alai oilo, and I'm going to bring it in Timbuktu, Beis Chonyo, wherever, right? Once you, according to chumim, once you said, Hare alai oilo, the behemoth was in the power of the scotch. Now, you're going to bring up in Timbuktu, you're shaking, you're going to get chorus if you bring up Shutu. Reb Shimon said the whole sentence is one sentence, and it's not chal, so it's not. But according to the Furish and the Tefta and the Gemara Chulin, whatever, if a person was to say, Hare alai, lahakir v'bes chonyo, oilo, even the chum agrees to go. Only the wording, how you word it, where you put the comma, where you put the what clause with. Like in Yiddish. Very often you find people who don't speak English as their native tongue, and everything they translate from Yiddish Yiddish usage, grammar, into English. So I know a guy, one day, I will throw my grandmother out the window with a towel. So you say it in Yiddish, but in English it doesn't sound right. Like they can throw your grandmother out the window, a towel, right? In Yiddish, you say it that way, right? So, according to Chachonim, right, if you say, Harei alai, to bring chutz, fachutz, the Beit Chonyei, then an oilo, right? So everyone agrees it's not chal. So ask Reb Aaron of Tvarik, right? How could you ever be, how could Elio be over shchut techut, right? Hello? Once the akor, he's being makir of bachutz, so it's not a korban. If it is to be a korban in chutz, it's not a korban. Forget about the drosh of chazal, right? The heter. Without it, so how could you ever be over the chatchila bringing up a korban shchut techut? Okay, whatever. There is a whole discussion. If you want to look for a great discussion on this issue, take a sefer Mekar Baruch from Menachem Baruch Ginsburg, who was actually a neighbor next town, next to the Rav, and he was the uncle of Rochayim Stein, the Telzer Shiv, published the sefer. Mekar Baruch was like a sefer Yisui on Lomdus and Kochim. Take Chelik Aleph Simin Yudches Barichas the floor. What the chal was the Isser over there? Is there an Isser to be makir when you first bring up the carbon and you don't have no fire and the fire comes in the Shemayim? It's a fascinating sugya by income. In the Sefer Beis Zvul, there's a whole lumbus in this question. But that's one question. What is the issue here, right? If there's no din of a carbon in chutz, is that a carbon? It's not a carbon. You could, so your bomo is like a shlachtoy, like an abattoir. Remind of me, why are you over anything? The hektim a klutz kashi that everybody asked in this week's parsha. This is like a portion of this parsha. In this week's parsha, parshas are says Rashi, and it's based on the Sifrei, or if the Novi tells you, like Elio and Hara Carmel, then it becomes Muslim. What? My problem is, I don't have to have a good memory, because next week I'm going to read Parsha Shoftim, and there it deals with the Novi, and there's an Indian of Elov Tishmo, and the Gemara in Yivam, Bistaf Tzadik, and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peites, right? Elov Tishmo, that there's a mitzvah to listen to a Novi, even if the Novi tells you to be Oyver Naveir. Except for Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is the great exception. So if a Novi tells you to be Oyver Avodah Zorah, put him to death immediately as a Novi Shek. There's never a heter by Gil Arayas, Agam Tatumel, in Kamagre. Right? Hello? Keep going. Look at the Rambam. Rambam Perites, the Sayyid Terach Gimel, the Chain, Yoyim Rolono, and Novi. We have a card-carrying member of the Novi Club, bona fide Novi, who's proven himself, etc., etc. He tells us, Lavra achas mitol mitzvah samuris b'toira, kigoyin Elio b'hara karmel, shikiv oila b'chutz, right? Yeah? Mitneishu Novi, because he's a Novi, mitzvah lishma yaloi. The mitzvah to v'gamba zen emar eilof lishma.
And Kol Halashon.
Rashi, in next week's parsha, brings an Elof Tishmon that a Novi Mumcha, you listen to him, Lutzer of Shah, to be over al Divrei Torah. And that's why Kal Yisrael listened to Elio and Har HaKarmel. Any problems here? So the Stir of Divrei, it's the fear of here in Rashi, if there's the Chlal, a general principle in every mitzvah in the Torah, Chutz Ben Avodah Zorah, whatever a Novi tells you to be over, you listen to the Novi by Ruach Shor, temporary. Hello? Yeah? If I say anything, if he tells you, eat treif. The Novi said so. Whatever the issue may be. So why is there in Parshas Re'eh a special heter by a Shute Chutz, by a Tzimakav in a Boma, Bizman, Yisur Bomas, right? That you're allowed to listen to Eliyahu Bahar HaKarma. It applies to anything in the Torah. Hello? This is like a bombadika kotskash. And there's three possible ways to answer. Three of the vogadika meforshim, right? And some of them are difficult. The first is the netziv, an emek ha-netziv on the sifrei, ask the stira. And he says, based on the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, right? That by Leo Hanovi, today, two lishonos in Tosfos, by Eliyahu Hanovi Harakarmel, there was no specific nevuah. that the Eibusher says, Elio, be makriv shutechutz. Elio Hanovi deduced it based on his logic, because there was a pasuk actually, which is basically says is merumas in the pasuk by the brach by Burton Brishis Rabbah Nedrish on the pasuk. Remember, Yankov Avinu had this battle with the Malach of Esav, which by the way took place in Tisha B'Av, so it's after Tisha B'Av, right? It's relevant to the next month, which is with El, right? It says Goy Ukahal Goyim, right? That means Asidim Yisrael to do a Ma'ase Goyim. They're going to bring up a korban outside of the Mokka Meshivach outside of Yishai. Or according to this, says the Nesiv, it's easy to learn, not from Kal Goyim, by the way, Rav Chaim Kaufman, in the Sefer Mishul Hashem, that the reason is because through the battle of Yankiv with the Malach, the Eibishter said, you're Lemailim in a Malach. Right? You're called Yisrael, right? And therefore, Yidin have no connection to Bomis and whatever, and the Avodah Zarah. We have Mokka Meshivach Hashem Likach. But based on this pasuk, Yisham Lecha Pentala Ilosecha B'chomach V'shetira, right? This is where Eliyahu HaNavi turned to. But it wasn't the Tzivim Mifurish Mashem. That says the pasuk, Eluf Tishmo, you listen to a Novi, to be over one of the Averis of the Torah, whatever, Hein B'Shev Al Tasa, this is a say, Hein B'Kum V'Tayel, this is what he's say, is when the Novi heard this direct communication from the Eibush. When he's using his own logic, as Tosfos says in one of the two Lashonos, by Elio, then there's no mitzvah Eluf Tishmo. So for this, there's a special hetter by a bomo. That even when the Novi hasn't heard this directly al derech hanavua, you can listen to the Novi by a bomo. Hello? You with me, hello? That so says the Nesiv. Besides the fact that the Nesiv's vort, that Elio and Novi did not have direct divine communication of the views to be makriv and har Carmel, right? First of all, it's a machlukis shnei. The Rambam clearly said, I just said before, right? Yeah? Right? Clearly, right? That Elio and Novi heard from the Abish, right? When the Pasuk says, Kidvarecha Asisi, which literally, the whole machlok, there's a Sefer HaZikoron from the Dal Jolti when he passed away. So his Rebali Mokim, as the Rav Arosh in Shulayim, Rabbi Sukulit, it depends on the Kriya and the Ksiv Kidvorecho, with the Yoruit, out of Av, is it Loshen Yochid, is it Loshen Rabin, I kept your Torah, or I kept this command. Whenever there's always a Groh, famous Groh, when do you say, with the Kriya, according to the Kriya, when do you say Ksiv, when the Gemara brings it, Kamesha Nemar or Kamesha Kosum. You never know, that's called God and life. The group, right? So here it depends if you go according to the Kriya or the Ksiv. But anyway, the Rambam, Rashi, the Rambam, the Sefrei, right, and etc. all hold there was a direct communication from the Eibishter. Is the whole teret of the Nesiv is Nafal Bebir. There's a much easier word, Shmaka word, from Rav Meir Simcha in Neshe Chochma. Also problematic, whatever. Right? It's a murder gevor. We said before that the emes is that you have to, a novi who commands you to eat treif. Whatever. To wear shatnez. Eilof tishmo. One exception is what? Is Avodah Zora under no circumstances. What is the reason why you're not allowed to bring up an abomo? You can only bring a karbonah to Mokka Mashiach HaShem Alikecho. If I remember correctly, in Parashat Achrei, it says, V'yizduchu oib v'aseirim v'lesed avoy, drorad avoy yizduch. The Goyim, the Medrash, and the Yikar Rabbah puts it very beautifully, marshal to a Ben Melech, a prince, who used to go and hunt and eat all kinds of nevelu. The Melech wants to make a mention of him. Says, Me'ato, you're only eating al-shulchot. So you're not going to be a karbonis in Timbuktu, and al-shvak yorn, and whatever, right? You're going to bring up karbonis in my home, on my table, in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Beit HaMikdash is a place where there's Yiras Hashem there, and therefore that will wean you away from Avodah Zarah. So since the reason Chazal say for the Isra of Shechut Techut is based on Avodah Zarah, therefore, you have a mean. Einach and name eluf tishmo on a parsha shoftim. In any, if it trays, it chayzuat gezuntur hay. over by Shchut Techut, which is connected in logic to Yisrael Avodah Zorah. Hence, you would say you're not mechuyev if one area you're not mechuyev into another. You have a special hetter by Elof Tishmo. When, says the Meir Simcha? When it's the gather of the Novi is telling you to do something, Hoyroat Shor, A, in order to prevent Kol Yisrael from sitting in Avodah Zorah. If the Novi would tell you, eat Shchut Techut in order to prevent Chil Shabbos, doesn't help. It's only what has to be L'migdur Milsa of Avodah Zorah. And that it fits into half of Lashon HaRambam in the Yisrael Yateja. When Elio would tell him, my whole purpose in Shchut Techut is to be Bafkia from the Dad Day to Kuzmas of the Yabal. And everyone, by Yishtachval, if they fall on their face and they cry out Hashem Ulikim, right? Then you're allowed to have the Isra of Wah, Shchut Techut. Much anger for anything else. Therefore, there has to be a special heter in this week's parasha over. I have no time to elaborate, but in Chavatzelos HaShorim, Rabbi Kalbach, contemporary rabbi in Yerushalayim, beautiful sefer, brilliant. He says this is totally in 2 days in Gemara Yevamos. The Machlokes Rashi as well. I have no time to elaborate. Is it has to be Hayrosha or Litzayrach Hashra? Whatever. It has to be Lemigdar Milso or no? It's a whole kumul. I have no time to elaborate. If I had the time, I would tell you it's a Machlokes that question. Between the Maras Chayis and the Sefer Divrei Nevi'im, which it has to be, and Rav Kook in the Sefer Mishpat Koyin, holds it doesn't. The whole Tumul, ain't coming, the whole, you need 20 hours to figure it out. Right? So according to that, the answer to Meir Simcha itself is totally an Ashuram. There's a very simple answer to answer this question. Why do we need a special heter by Shchut Techut, by a Bama in this week's Parsha, when there's a general principle of Eluf Tushmo and a Parsha Shoftim? This I would call the answer of the Ragachover in Sofnas Paneach and the Griz in his Chidushin to Zvochim. The Rebbe brings, everyone brings it, the Sefer called Masas Moshe from Moshe Shimon, what's his name? No, Diskin, who is the Rosh Hashiva of Kol Teira. Moshe Diskin. It's a Moshe, it's a Lundish answer, like Mamashe, you could spend hours talking about it. Eilof Tishmon is Pshat. Right? Eilof Tishmon is Pshat. A Navi tells you to do something, which is Asar al pi Torah, Eilof, do it. A Dinam de Gavra, Mehilchus Navi, that's, listen to the Navi. So if a Navi tells you, from Pashas Shoftim I know, if a Navi tells me to bring up a Korban in Melbourne, Australia, bring it, the Navi says, Elio and Navi says, is that Korban called a Korban? It's nitzvah in this korban kedusha. Are you chayev pigel noiser tomei whatever when you ate this korban? Hello. Or so perhaps eluf tishmo from pashas shoftim. I learned right that you have to do it. The Navi said, bring up a korban on Har HaKarmel. Bring up a korban on Har HaKarmel. Shechtit haleu whatever. Over, who said it's a korban? Hello, you with me? A nafkamina would be, are you chayiv any noiser pigel, whatever? Another nafkamina says the Rogachover says the nafkamina. Could you bring up the Evorim now we makir on the Mizbech? Is it a kosher carbon or not? Huh? No, forget about noiser and pigel. In the Teich Zmanoi, right after you shechted it, you took a sherut, mahir, to Yerushalayim. Can I now bring it up in the Beis HaMikdash? On the Beis HaMikdash? Whoa! Wow! That's the Rosh Hashanah, yeah? The Rosh wants to be toiled in a machlik is Yushalmi above it. Lashon HaYushalmi is Megillah, Tainus. That where is there a head that the Boma becomes Mutter, right? After this Pasuk in this week's Pasuk. In this expression. And therefore, the set of Shmuel, there were three problems with it. The Korban of Gidoin, there were seven problems with it. It was Noiser, it was but a whole bunch of things, right? It was Mutter based on the Novi, right? But if there was no Din of Korban, there's no, all these problems, all these other problems don't exist. Zor. Could a Zor b'shas heter of Bomit? Can you make up a Zor? Yeah. So why does the Gemara say there was a problem when Shmuel brought up his set? Kutla Mekoimai, like in Alus Fadoran, right? To the problem was door, because Shmuel with the Levi wasn't the Koim. Is the Chalaya, the Ragat Shavar says this, the Guru says this, is the Chalaya, it's a valid Korban. You want to look at it deeper. Who chooses Beis HaBechira? Yeah, that's 100% that's called Beis HaBechira. The Ebershter chooses that's called Beis. How do you know what the Ebershter chose? This week's parish is the phrase. The Alpinovi! The Mokim Ham is Beis HaMikha, it's Beis Alpinovi. So it's the Novi who chose Yerushalayim. And the Novi has this something, like, based on that. I'm just simplifying. The Novi has, this is not Pshat, Eilof Tishmor. This, if your Novi says, you, Yanku, I want you to eat Shat. I want you to eat Shat. I want you to wear Shat. I want you to eat straight. The beggar, hey, Shat, the Chepsah from Shat. And the Chazer, like the Chazer. You, Gavra, have the Hetzer to do the over this Easter, Eilof Tishmor, I'll be a Novi. The chiddush, that's what Parsha Shoftim is telling. The chiddush in this week's Parsha is, this becomes the Mokim Asher Yivchar Hashem Alikecho. At the moment where Yohan Novi is Makir of a Korban on our Karmel, this is the place chosen by the Abishar. And therefore all the dinim of a normal Korban apply. And therefore it has to be a Koyin and not a Zor. This, I got no time to explain it, Tenor is our Bezir of Tel Aviv, the author of the Kuslema, the Fizef entry comp. Musuk midvash a Rambam the gabi a carbon Pesach, right? If you bring up a carbon Pesach bisman azeh in a bomo, you're over a lav. The Rambam says, if you bring up a, it says that he asks everyone asks this. There's a whole klichem on it. Why they don't tell me halacha, which is matahav hava? Once Yerushalayim was chosen, it's Nitzchi, the Netzach the Yerushalayim, then never again will ever in history be a heter of bomis. So why does the Ram say Allah, which is never again relevant? The answer is, says Rav Chaim Tena, it will be relevant if a Navi was to come, Bishas Isser bomis, and tell you to be makir on a bomo, chutechut, a korban Pesach. So mitzad the korban is a valid korban. Right? But there's a special law that you now have, it's korban Pesach. Because you can only bring up on a bomb normally that which you can, you have to do it, the Novi said. But it doesn't become a proper carbon Pesach. Whatever. Now I go back to the Tavara Garov's Kasha. Hello? Once the Torah is mischadish, that there is, v'ashchutechut alpinovi, right? It's veta kosher a carbon, right? Therefore I need a special hector, right, of this week's passion. This also, the Rebbe once, it was Chof Ov, Chof Shin, Chof Tes, the Rebbe had you and your test for his parents, always made a siyum that, and it was siyum of Masechta Zvochim, and the Rebbe declared, the whole last few datum, the siyum of Masechta Zvochim, is dealing with dinim of bombas. Shtetl, mine have kemina. Again, it's totally irrelevant. So the Tferes Yisrael, and have kemina would be, that a goy, who's not mechuyev in Mokra Mikdosh, he could bring up a carbon on a bomber, even Bisman is there, or ye can't assist him, but he could teach him. No. That's Nafkamina, the Gabi Allah is a bomber. The Rebbe had many kashas on this chat. The Rebbe said, you know what Nafkamina would be? First Nafkamina Bisman is there. If a Navi would come in Bisman Isser Bomber and tell you to bring up a carbon on a bomber, there's a Allah which are relevant. That's to see him over there. Ah, you'll ask me, where do you have a Navi Bisman is there? Yeah? The Gemara says, "Misha Meisu Neviim Achreinim." Neviut is no longer frequent. Theoretically, can you have a Novi Bizman Azeh? Yes, Purush Rambam. Contrary to what most people think, the Rambam says in Igeres Sateiman, a Kabbalah from his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, "Ka'eis Yomer LiYankil Yisrael Ma'pol Kel." In the amount of years that from Bereishis Bara Likim till the Nevuah of Balak. What year was Balak's Nevuah? In the year 2488, Beis Dipach, Ta'asi Dalachsen Nevul Yisrael. And the Rambam brings in his Igeres Teiman, there was actually a fellow in Yemen who actually was Menave, and the Rambam says he was a Novi Emes Gulisov. Even Bisman Azeh, even after Chagai Chayim Malachi, you could have fear, he ain't gonna have it because the normal. How should I put it? The criteria for Novi, the Rambam, are not all that simple. Bismanazah. but theoretically you could have, and the Rambam says there was. Actually, one of the Bali Tosis was known as Rabbeinu Ezra Hanovi. Whatever, I'm not going to look in the Hagdom with the Shas and Truvis, Min HaShemayim, Rabbeinu Margolis Hagdom, you'll find the whole Arichas. Anyway, Nachshon Yenenu. Okay, so the point is, Santavor, I once said that's the Chiddush of Eliyahu Hanovi, right? That he was able to be Mamshif, Kedushas, based on Migdosh, and Harakam, the whole Arichas. The main community for us, in our Avodas Hashem, in our Achonus to El. So let me just finish off. When you start Slichas, how did the Chazan start Slichas? In our Emes Hakdoma. If you're a Sfardi, you're already starting Slichas very soon. In Ashkenazi, you gotta wait, whatever. You start off with the words Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael. There's Ashrei, someone who sits in the house of Hashem, right? There's actually a Medrash, a Meritic Medrash. The Medrash brings a marshal of a hunter. And he finds the most beautiful, rare bird. He wants to hop the bird or kill the bird and stuff it, whatever. The bird went and he sat on an andarta shel melech, on the king's statue. And the hunter is scared to shoot or to whatever, because if he hits the andarta, they'll accuse him of being a murderer of a mouse. So the tzayot, he gives a, how do you go again? He gives a sign and says, Moshev toiv yoshavta. You're very, very smart. Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael. If you're sitting by the king, then I can't help you. If so is that when the David HaMelech says in Tillim, Toiv Yoim B'chaterecha Me'elech, yeah? So Chazal say, Toiv Yoim, that David is learning Torah from Elef Karbonos HaShleim HaMelech. But Ein Mikr Yoitzim Yidei Pshutim. I took this sort of Aaron Pesach. I wanted to be really mashpiyim today. Pshat and Pasuk is Ki Toiv Yoim B'chaterecha Me'elech, to sit in Beis Hashem, to be attached to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, right? That itself is a gewaldige uftu in a person. And therefore, it's important, there's actually a story, a myriadic story, that the Tzemach David of Dinu, the Yesh Omer of Yishai, Yishai, Rapshitzer, they went, Cholomoyer, Chayev Odom, the Kaal Pnei Rabbi, they went, Cholomoyer Tzukis, they went to Belz, to Tzacholim Belz, specifically. And the Suda in the Sukkah of the Tzacholim Belz already finished. But when he saw that Oyre Choshev, the Rapshitzer, the Dinavir, whatever, he was starting a new Suda. So the waiters came and they started, and they brought the soup. And the soup was cold. You know why? Because like an hour or two in the Suda, right? And the soup was cold. So the Belzerov, like, shrite on the Mesharsim, how do you bring cold soup to that Oyre Choshev? So the Rebbe, is the Temach David, or the Chayil Rapshitzer, had Rachmanis on the Mesharsim, he wanted to be like Melech Toiv. He said, "If bin zicher, when the soup was in the Rebbe's hoif, when the Rebbe's house, it was piping hot, it was roasting. But when they took it out in the street to get to the sukkah, fakil tiva. The Belzeruv heard this hamlosa. He turns to see the hairs was there. Beim Rebbe in Stuv, in Bismeknes, in Bismeknes, in Bismeknes, salam alheis. The gate are roasting gas, fakil. And that's the avoid of this time, right? Everyone today is involved with school, Michigan schoolers. One of my pet peeves is all these crazy schoolers, you know. Someone said today we're born with brachas, we live with schoolers, and we die from pace. Everyone's school. You want a real schooler for Elul is Asher Yoshev Yisrael. Chief Tiv Beis Hashem. The Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, stay away from the street. That's why it's put in Sforum. One of the Ramosim from the Arizal on Elul is a person's hayrig nefesh b'shgogah, which to an extent, whatever, chayahodah, yeah? Ina liyodai v'samti l'chom mokim asher yonush. Ina liyodai v'samti l'chom mokim asher yonush. There's a mokim asher yonush amad ir miklot, which is the Beis HaKnesses u'Beis Medrash. Which is, therefore, in Pasuk it says, in next week's parasha, hayorei v'racha levov yelech v'yoshuv, the basic, Rosh HaTevis, Gimatria 67, Gimatria Elul. If you're Yorei, V'racha Levov, Chazal Zarshin, Me'averu Shebi Yodoi, what do you do? Yelech V'yoshuv L'beisli, sit in the Beis Hashem. And therefore the Pasuk said, V'layimos Es Levav Echav Ki Levovoi, which is Rosh HaTeva 69, which is El Lemakoyl, which is Rosh HaTeva 68 made up, which is Gimatria Chaim. You want life, man Yirbu Yimeichem, Yimei B'neichem. We the Gemara says in Brachas, every time, told the Birchanan, Ikasove B'bovel, right? Ah, it says Al Adomo, Kiman the Makadmi, Machashke, Devahim the Hanu, right? Every Beis HaKnesset, every Beis HaMedrash is an extension of the Beis HaMikdosh. When the Zohar HaKodesh, this is an extension of the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdosh. And therefore, you know, I just to finish off, there was this people were locked out of shuls for like months. I spoke to people, I'm really up, pushing simple people. Rabbi, I can't wait to come back to this Mikdosh. So the person should know that now people got used to their gardens and their garden minyan or whatever. The Iker Kedusha, Dafkin Chidush, El, and Tzformatishim, Hagosh, and the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And obviously, to treat the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash with the Kedusha, Vadiburit Chazdecha, Vadisech, Shtachel, Hechel, Kotchecha, Yiro, Secha, just to end off the Bettina Rub, one for I knew. I couldn't get Doshas in. He told the story, which is Merasim Iger. He was in a work camp, like a lager for a workout in the war. From there, they were taking Nebuch to Auschwitz. And when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'zicha, made a select here, who's staying here and who's going? Suddenly there was takas that Leva Shemayim, mothers were like, whatever. And suddenly a woman, a beautiful woman, dressed all in white from head to toe, came. And she said, Eden Habrachmonus, right? Habrachmonus. How long will you be mezalzel in Kedusha space Aknesis where the Shechina is there? And because of that, Torah's through has come to call you to. Umikalav, that was the Shechina Kedusha coming to tell him this message. Umikalav atashemehein, that when a person is attached to Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, therefore you come to the Chayim, the Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, and with that, we're Zoycha to Oksim Rochim Atev.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.